And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 21st of July, 2014. The first train robbery in this country took place on this day, 1873. The James Gang held up the Rock Island Express in Adair, Iowa. It's the anniversary of the first Wild West showdown. It happened in Springfield, Missouri, 1865. Wild Bill Hickok got into an argument with a cowboy named Davis Tutt. Argument had to do with a woman and a gambling debt. They decided to have a duel. They faced off in the street, a distance of about 75 paces. They fired simultaneously. Tutt's shot went wild, and Hickok's hit Tutt through the heart. And a few years later, a writer named George Ward Nichols wrote about it in Harper's New Monthly magazine that made Wild Bill a household name throughout the country. It's the birthday of Hart Crane, born Garrettsville, Ohio, 1899. His father, successful candy businessman. By the time Hart Crane was a teenager, he knew that he was gay. He moved to New York, hung out with poets. His drinking got the best of him, and in 1932, at the age of 33, he killed himself jumping overboard a steamship on his way from Mexico to New York, leaving behind his masterpiece, the poem, The Bridge. It's the birthday of novelist and teacher John Gardner, Batavia, New York, 1933, best known for his novel Grendel, the retelling of Beowulf from the viewpoint of the monster. Also for his book The Art of Fiction, a standard text for many novelists. And it's the birthday of Ernest Hemingway, Oak Park, Illinois, 1899. In July 1925, he visited Pamplona in Spain for the celebration, the bullfighting, the running of the bulls, and so forth. He and his wife arrived a few days early, and on this day, 1925, on his 26th birthday, Hemingway began his first novel. He said, "Everybody my age had written a novel, and I was still having a difficult time writing a paragraph." So he sat down in hotels and bars in Madrid and an apartment in Paris, and 2 months after he'd begun writing in Pamplona, he finished the first draft. He called it Fiesta at first, and then The Lost Generation, and finally The Sun Also Rises. Sent the manuscript to Scribner's. It was picked up by the editor Maxwell Perkins, who liked it a lot. The book was published in 1926. Got some good reviews, but Hemingway's own mother did not like it. She said, "It is a doubtful honor to produce one of the filthiest books of the year. Every page fills me with a sick loathing. If I should pick up a book by any other writer with such words in it, I should read no more, but pitch it in the fire." It was his second novel, A Farewell to Arms, that came out in 1929, that became a bestseller and enabled Hemingway to make a living writing fiction. Here's a poem for today by James Laughlin. Some people think that poetry should be adorned or complicated. I'm not so sure. I think I'll take the simple statement in plain speech, compressed to brevity. I think that will do all I want to do. A poem by James Laughlin, Some People Think, from the collected poems of James Laughlin, 1925 to 1997, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.